Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
But at the end of the day, our job is not to babysit somebody.
Wow.
You're not babysitting somebody.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but I 100% agree with it. I mean, you know, we are grown men, man.
He said we try to win.
You all up in your feelings. That was Joel Embiid come in about the fact that, of course, Ben Simmons got kicked out of practice yesterday because he had to go on through the motions, cell phone in his pocket with all sweatpants on at a practice. Man, what you doing? I mean, he came back because he didn't want to lose no money. And he said, well, you can't make me practice the way you want me to practice. Just being disruptive. He got suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. So we'll see where that goes. So he's not going to play tonight against the Pelicans. But I think he'll be back on the team to play when they play at home. I think on Friday. That's going to be crazy. But why am I talking about the NBA? Because the NBA opened up last night. They tipped off last night. And some things that you catching the games, K-Mac?
I did. I really did. I caught Milwaukee, L.A., a couple of games. Check them out.
So I think, I don't know, anything we can take. I don't want people to get all make any determinations. I mean, you can have some determinations, can't make any conclusions about what you saw last night. But the first game you mentioned, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, the Bucks against the Nets, Milwaukee 127, Brooklyn 104. Giannis Antetokounmpo dropped 32 points, 14 rebounds. Looked great. By the way, the Bucks got their rings last night, had their ring ceremony, had a banner ceremony. So, in case you don't remember, they are defending world champions in the NBA. Chris Middleton and Pat Connaughton dropped 20 points each. Kevin Durant gave him 32 and 11. James Harden dropped 20 points for the Nets. So, I mean, same old characters. The only thing that's missing in this whole scenario is Kyrie Irving. I don't think they missed Kyrie. I don't think they lost because Kyrie was right there. I just think that Milwaukee just played bad. And again, it's first game. So let's stop tripping. But let's hear some sounds from last night's game. First is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Here's some real nice finger roll, left hand finger roll, while being fouled by James Harden. Take a listen.
Swings it right side, pass for Allen, nearly lost it. Now gives it to Giannis, who drives hard, left hand finger roll and score.
That was half finger roll, half dunk. Just kind of laid it in from about 12 and a half feet up in the air.
And the foul by James Harden as well. Little touch foul from behind gives Giannis a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, back where I was playing, when people do that, they're trying to be cute. You know, you could dunk it, but you don't dunk it. Just lay it up real pretty. That's what Greek Freak did last night. In fact, let's hear from him. He talked after the big win last night.
It was hard. Obviously, we were all excited for the ring and just seeing our banner. And it's kind of hard to balance that, go from that excitement, from that emotional state to be able to get ready to play a game. But I think we did a great job. Once all the ceremony was over, we were able to focus on a game plan and on ourselves, and we're able to get the win.
Big time win, man. Big time win. It's funny, I heard this too. I watched the game too, by the way. There was some conversations around. I mentioned Kyrie Irving was not with the Nets last night. He's not playing because he hasn't opted in to take the vaccine, which is a problem with the state of city of New York. And he's opting not to do it, so the Nets suspended. Well, he's not participating with the team right now. They asked Charles Barkley on Inside the NBA about that. This is what Charles Barkley had to say.
First of all, you don't get the vaccine for yourself. You get it for other people.
No, I'm not saying. Hold on, for a second. You said your piece. No, I didn't
say you do.
I got vaccinated. I can't wait to get the booster. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Like Adam said, you get vaccinated for your family first. You get vaccinated for your teammates second, things like that. That's what bothers me about this whole thing. I think everybody should get vaccinated. Let me tell you something. I really am proud of the Nets for putting their foot down, for saying, no, we're not going to deal with this half on, half off. The only thing that bugged me, he's still going to make $17 million sitting at home. I wish they could find a way. If he wants to go on this thing, like, you know, people say he's like Ali. First of all, don't ever compare anybody to Ali. Ali went 3 years without boxing. He was the highest paid athlete in the world. This guy going to make $17 million for sitting at home. But to every person out there, you don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Let's get that out the way.
Wow. Charles Barkley from Moton High School, Leeds, Alabama. He told you. Interesting.
He already says it now. I done told you.
So we're going to continue to follow that story. The game out, I'm really interested in getting your feedback on is the Golden State Warriors against the ARP team, the Lakers.
Boys wasn't warmed up at all. They weren't warmed up at all.
They got to get to the gym early so they can be loose. But try the game start.
I said, fellas, y'all got to get in there and get a work up a sweat. Before the game gets started, you need to work on this thing, people. Come on now. Loosen up. That's a lot of talent. Tons of talent. They have no idea how to play together yet. So that's one problem.
Again, you can make some determinations, but no conclusions first game.
Yeah.
And by the way, Golden State 1-2-1, Lakers 1-14. Lakers lost their first, their opening game. By the way, I went back and looked at it. The Lakers haven't won a game since May. Any game, preseason, opening night, they was 0-1 in the preseason. They went out their last game they played in the playoffs back in during the spring. And they're 0-for a bunch, and they got new people.
They 0 for how many?
A bunch.
He said they 0 for a bunch. A whole lot of losses.
That sounds like a cereal. Oh for a bunch.
Oh for a bunch. Matter of fact, we're going to make it.
There we go. We have got our own cereal.
Yeah, oh for a bunch. Matter of fact, that's a good point. But it was really an interesting game because the Golden State Warriors, not a child team, but they got a different flavor, man. They got, you know, I think a lot of people are copping off Phoenix Suns. I know that sounds crazy, but just sharing the ball, open shots, 3 points. I think that's exactly how Golden State, because Steph Curry didn't have a good game. He had a triple-double, messed around a triple-double, 21, 10, and 10, but he wasn't this, you know, 30-point Steph Curry like it was majority of the games last year. But I tell you, they look different. It was a weird game, but LeBron James showed up as always, 34-11. Street clothes actually showed up last night, 33-11. That's Andrew Davis. But let me tell you, if he didn't, they would got blown out. My concern is this: Russell Westbrook, 8 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. I'm not sure. Now I said this when it happened. I love Mr. Russ. This whole thing about triple doubles and all that he normally did, he set records for. Throughout his career, you're not going to see none of that gone. You may see one or two of them, but not like you did in other teams, K-Mac.
Here's the issue. Right now, everybody's trying to figure out who gets the ball when and where, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only person that's pretty easily can get the ball in this unstructured format that they're playing in right now is anybody that's just grabbing the ball and running toward the basket. That's a given. We get that. But some kind of structure that we want to look at it that you can see, it's too early. I just don't know that they know how to play together. Who's going to be in the lineup? What is the lineup going to be? What is it going to look like? Who's going to lead the team? LeBron is just chilling over there on the side. He, I don't know what either. He's taking the ball whenever he feels like it. And AD is just running straight toward the basket every time he gets the ball. Yeah. I'm just like, what is going on? And Westbrook is just standing there like, okay, well, what do we want to do?
Yeah, they have no flow.
They have no idea right now. They're just not
right.
Look at how they can score, and they have no clue of what they're doing individually, right? I mean, what they're doing collectively. So just think about once they actually start to perform as a team, how good this team could be. Now, if they're going to get there, I have no idea. But the potential is definitely there for this team to quite honestly flat out dominate.
Yeah, they got to figure it out, you know. And the other thing we're going to find, I saw this last night a little bit, and this is where this AARP comes in. I think you see a lot of teams going to be running them, though, with pace. Yeah. Pace. So they better be in shape. That's all I got to say, because a lot of teams are going
to
take
it. But you know how to shut that pace down, though. You know how to shut that down, don't you?
How you do that?
You make them get it out the bottom of that net.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that slow that pace way down.
Yeah, that's how I was going to say. Here's a play-by-play. Here's Steph Curry, the Warriors, hitting two baskets in the fourth quarter to help the Warriors overcome the Lakers.
Lead is 10. This equals the Lakers' biggest lead tonight. Anderson, Iguodala, and the driving Curry will put it in for two. He's got 13. Green knocks out Bradley. And a three by Curry. 19 for Steph. And he goes out with the ball.
Look at the screen by Draymond Green. Just stops Bradley.
Wow.
You know what the team remind me of? Just a tad bit.
What?
You remember? I know you do. I don't know why I'm asking, but you remember the Zion year? And that Italian, I'm just like, okay, we got to figure out how to get these three guys to play together.
Oh, when he's at Duke. Yeah.
Yes, when he was at Duke.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
And what happened because they could never figure out how to play together? Individually, they were all great talents. They're all in the NBA, of course.
Yeah.
Figuring out how to get them to all play together, it just was. You couldn't get it to click quick enough.
Right. And that's a good example. They obviously, you know, Barrett and of course, JJ, Cam Reddish, and then, of course, Zion.
Yeah.
Williamson! Yeah, they... because Quentin, they lost in the playoffs because of that. They couldn't get together. But I asked LeBron about the message he was sending to Russell Westbrook after the first game with the Lakers. This is what LeBron had to say.
It's always the same. I mean, you know, it's one game. We want to learn from it. We want to get better. But we don't want to harp on it too much. You know, we will get better from it, and he will get better from it. Putting him in positions where what benefits him, that benefits our team, you know, and I think we will continue to learn that as the season goes on.
Exactly. Come on now.
There it is right there. And I hope
nobody walked away from that game last night that actually got a chance to watch it thinking that that's not a very talented team.
I hope they don't
walk away from thinking that on that because – that team has what it takes just watching. But the lineup is going to really matter and figuring out how to put people in positions to be successful, as LeBron just stated, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, again, they still haven't won since May. I just want to keep putting that out there. They owe for a bunch. Let's go to the phones right now, our main man, James Raleigh. Good morning, James. How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We're doing great. How you doing,
man? Man, I've been doing great. Been a long week, but I've been doing great. I forgot to call in and talk about my Wolfpack winning over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I was at that darn school all day Saturday because my daughter picked that school as one of her cottages, so we had an open house. So I was
okay
there all the day Saturday. But let's get to this game last night.
Talk like he ain't never been over there before. That's funny.
I know. He went there.
You've been there a whole lot of Saturdays. What do you mean? Come on, all day. So you've been there a whole lot of Saturdays.
It's been a long time, man. A whole lot done changed. It's been a long time. I was 40 pounds lighter. I could walk that school then. Hey, look, I got a little time, but I was 40 pounds lighter back then, buddy.
Keep living, brother. 40, keep living.
Let's get to this game last night. I know y'all want, first of all, I like to start, yeah, let's start with them Lakers, man. I know y'all just said it's one game, but for what I see, they 0-7 right now. Because they don't win now preseason games.
Right, right, right.
And y'all, exactly. And people always told me practice make perfect. If preseason game was anything that had something to do with practice, they really showed us themselves because they ain't won yet. Third quarter, I saw that whole game. Third quarter. Draymond Green and Steph Curry was on the bench. Mm-hmm. And Golden State Warriors bench carried them up by, what, 9 or 10 points? Without mm-hmm. Steph Curry even being on the floor, and LeBron James, all, listen, man, the Lakers got three issues. They old. They can't shoot. I ain't talking about somebody making a jumper every now and then. They old and they can't shoot. And I'm going to say they old one more time to be my third option. They old. They can't. They just old. Poole was out there running them boys all off the floor. Anybody
that's true.
On Poole, he was taking them straight mm-hmm. to the basket. They that, couldn't that's stay true. In front of him. They couldn't keep up with him. And, oh, Westbrook. Oh, man, it might be done already. I got a scenario.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about this. NBA trade deadline come up. What if this happen? Since Rich Paul knows LeBron James, what if they trade Westbrook to the 76ers for Ben Simmons? Have y'all wow. ever thought about that happening?
Wow.
Wait a minute. Who?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons going where?
Ben Simmons end up in L.A. Westbrook end up with the 76ers at the NBA trade deadline.
Actually, though, you know what? Just off the surface, I don't think that's a bad idea, actually. But, I mean, I'm not sure Westbrook would like it because, you know, he's finally got to play in his hometown, L.A., but in terms of players, that may be a good fit for both teams.
I go for John Wall maybe before Simmons.
He may have been going with John Wall. I wouldn't much fall because Ben Simmons don't shoot no high. Ben Simmons don't shoot no high. So I just throw that out since Rich Paul know both of them teams. But Ben Simmons, he gone now, so he's upset. But getting to the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis done the development of a jump shot over the summer, buddy. Giannis going to come back. The Bucks is coming out of East again. The Bucks is coming out of East again.
I don't know. We have to wait to see. I think Atlanta's going to have something to say about that. I think the Brooklyn Nets are going to have something to say about that. Yeah, because I think they're going to get the guy. I'm not going to judge the Brooklyn Nets based on last night. So it's just one game,
right,
James.
Giannis is playing booty ball, man. Giannis done made his mind up. You can't stop me from getting to the basket.
That's
and I ain't
true.
Afraid to go to the free throw line no more. He making his free throws. He ain't got that Ben Simmons syndrome. He ain't putting this stuff on YouTube, shooting jump shots, and then come in the game and don't make no jump shot. This man is playing booty ball right now, and he don't believe nobody can stop him from getting to the basket. And I just think the Bucks feel disrespected. Everybody keep talking about if Brooklyn won't hurt last year, Brooklyn would have beat them. If the Lakers won't hurt last year, they wouldn't have won. Them boys got a point to prove this year, and I think them boys going to prove their point. Hey, man, I'm the hugest Laker fan ever, man, but, oh, man.
Well, you got same here.
Age. People say age ain't nothing but a number, but listen, man, what I saw last night, I stayed up to 1 o'clock watching that whole game, and I saw my Lakers like this. We're going to regret giving up all them young Bucks. We're going to regret giving up all them young players in the end, man. If we don't win this year, fellas, we might be in a hole for the next 5 years again.
All right,
so
James,
in this year.
We're going to keep that in mind, man. We're going to keep that in mind, brother. We got to run, man.
Awesome win for the Dodgers last night. The best baseball game I've seen in a while. Them boys came back from down 5-2 in the eighth. In the bottom of the eighth, and
I couldn't believe that, man.
They
beat my Braves. I couldn't believe. I turned the station, turned back. I'm like, what's going on with that? Anyway, James, we up against you, man. Have a good day, brother. Take care.
Y'all have a great one too.
All right. Wow, man. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, what in the world's going on, man? But probably the problem with the doggone of course, the Lakers and my Braves is they forgot to do a couple of things, maybe three things. They forgot to have their Pepsi Zero Sugar, their Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and they forgot to have the official sports apparel of the sports shop, which is Under Armour. Would have kept them right and kept them tight.
Gotta pop Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Well, today, not obviously. We told him to go home. But hopefully at some point, yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was, of course, Doc Rivers, head coach of the 76ers. We'll talk about that and what that conversation is all about.
Absolutely. They're going to need therapy.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Always a great time. So many comments about this segment we have on the show. So it's always more the story, and my main man, our brother, James White, tells us about It's More to the Story. Good morning, brother White. How you doing?
I'm okay this morning. This has been, I think, an interesting week. And I stayed up last night watching basketball as well. And then it just, my mind just went to when I was watching the Lakers that really we can argue who is one of the greatest once-in-a-lifetime athletes. Yeah, I thought about that. Who are athletes that you will never see again? There's Wayne Gretzky. There's Jackie Robinson. There's Muhammad Ali. There's Deion Sanders. There's Bo Jackson. I would even say there's Phil Ford when you think in terms of the four corners. Mm-hmm. David Thompson changed the game, and we're, again, the height of the game. Look, you got to give Shaq his props. And then there's Jim Brown. But then there are only a few moments in history when you have someone who achieves in spite of rather than because of. And I think Ben Simmons, the Lakers, and Washington football team need to learn from this leader. Born in 1937, served in the Army as a black man. Now, you got to think about that because the Army didn't even desegregate until 1948, and he served from 1958. The first black Secretary of State, first black Joint Chief of Staff, highest officer in the military at 52 years old. He, again, is a leader in spite of rather than because of. You all know who I'm talking about. He was a Republican and yet was respected by everyone, shed tears of joy when Barack Obama was elected. And then was an incredible leader because days after the supporters of the former president, Donald Trump supporters, stormed the Capitol, he said he could no longer call himself a Republican. Well, maybe we need to listen to his words and his 13 rules. And here's what he said. It ain't as bad as you think. It will look better in the morning. Get mad, then get over it. Avoid having your ego so close to your position that when your position falls, your ego goes with it. It can be done. Be careful what you choose. You may get it. Don't let adverse facts stand in the way of a good decision. You can't make someone else's choices. You shouldn't let someone else make yours. Take the small things. Share the credit. Remain calm. Be kind. Have a vision. Be demanding. Don't take counsel of your fears or the naysayers. Perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. Maybe LeBron, Lakers, Ben Simmons, and others need to learn from Colin Powell. We may argue over who was a once-in-a-lifetime athlete, but we cannot argue that Colin Powell is a once-in-a-lifetime leader. Why? Because there's more to the story.
Wow.
Preach.
Yep.
Back
I knew
that.
It. I knew you.
Facts on that.
I had a hunch you was gonna bring it about, of course, General Powell and talk about him, man. A great leader we lost, but yeah, good stuff, brother. Well, I mean, it gets better, man. And you're right. I gotta get those 13 points he brought up because all of them are very, very valid and relative to almost everyone. I would think, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, Brother White, this morning. Go ahead.
I appreciate you all as well. And I think, again, here's what I like about the Sports Shop. Uh-huh. I love about the Sports Shop because in the same spirit of Colin Powell, You all are going to lead in the truth, whether it's conservative, liberal, Republican, black, white. And guess what? You all also like Colin Plow. Sooner or later, everybody's not going to like you. And that doesn't matter.
You better ask somebody that.
100%, brother. And that's why we do what we do. And that's why we rocking with you each and every Wednesday. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, you too.
Oh, man. Brother James White, man. That was just so precise and to the point. I get so many comments about him, man. Seriously. I mean, people love that guy. Man.
Yeah, it's always more to the story.
Speaking of more to the story, before MC just said, I'm looking at this doggone post he just sent us, K Matt. This is true.
It's just a date, guys. It's just a date.
No, I don't think so. This is just not any date. Rich Paul and Adele?
They went to the game. Okay.
Courtside at the Laker game.
Right. They went to the game. That's all. It's a new client.
He's so effing funny, man. He's so smart. Why nothing? He isn't frazzled by her frame, because he got fame. And he got paper. That's why.
That's what you need.
Okay. You drop your album. That's cool. I got guys signing for $800 billion, and I get a percentage of that. Talk to me when you get there.
Hey, look. Oh, you had a good week. You number five on the charts.
Oh, that's cool. Cute. That's cute.
I just signed five athletes for at least $180 million apiece. That's this week.
That's this week.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
ACC came out with their preseason ACC men's basketball favorites. And there's interesting developments because one guy, Paolo Bachero, is on every damn team they've got listed on here. He's on. They got him on the preseason All-ACC first team. They got him on preseason player of the year. They have him as preseason freshman of the year and all those particular preseason player of the year. And the freshman year, he got the top votes. Okay, Mac, your squad, Duke, came in number one preseason poll in the ACC as the number one team with the most votes, followed by Florida State, Carolina, Virginia, and Virginia Tech. Any surprises there, in your opinion, in terms of – I mean, we saw all these guys, last week and talked to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Any surprises jumping off the page there for you for men's basketball top?
I know it sounds crazy, but I don't know. The Virginia Tech thing seems to be a little I don't know. That was the only one that kind of jumped off. Like, Virginia Tech, really? But we'll see. I mean, we'll see.
It's probably because we don't really talk about them that much because we really don't know that much about them. That's probably part of the reason. Well, but let's look at the first team guys that came up in the first team All-ACC. Buddy Buckets. Mm-hmm. Buddy Boeheim's on the Syracuse, who's Keve Aluma. That's the guy from Virginia Tech who, I mean, I hear about him. I don't know that much about him. But Paolo Bachero, I mentioned him earlier. He's on the first team.
Bachero.
According to the voters, and we're part of that crew. Armando Bacot, that's a Carolina signing. He's on the first team. And Isaiah Wong is the other one. I think we talked to him, Isaiah, when he was at the at the tip off. The second team is Michael DeVoe from Georgia Tech, Clark from Virginia, Hub from Notre Dame. Hub was the guy. Oh yeah, Hub was Prentice Hub was a left-handed kid from Notre Dame that we had a lot of fun with. We talked to him. Mark Williams from Duke, who came up big last year. Wendell Moore from Duke, Caleb Love from Carolina, then Malik Williams all rounded out second team. So we'll see. We'll see about that.
All right.
As I mentioned, player of the year is Paolo Bachero. Got all the votes, majority of the votes. Brother Boeheim's on that list. Bacot, Wendell Moore's on that list, too. So we'll see where that goes. And freshman of the year, again, Bachero's on that one. Keels from Duke. Smith, Terquavion. Smith from NC State got some votes.
Mm-hmm.
Dontrez Styles, who I talked about, from Kinston. He got some votes from plays for Carolina. And again, some other names. But yeah, this is, we're getting close to that time, K-Mac. We're getting close to seeing, it's going to be real in a few minutes. It's going to be real in a few minutes, man.
It's going to be tip off. I'm going to see how much love you got for Pablo
Pichero. But yeah, it's, I mean, it is what it is, man. I can't help it, man. I know I'm a diehard Carolina fan, but it is. Sometimes you have to look to the other side sometimes and see what's going on.
You mean Buddy Buckets?
I love it, some Buddy Buckets, though.
When that Grime kids shut Buddy Boeheim down, don't come back crying.
Jasmine, shut up. Just shut the hell up.
Facts. Facts.
Mike, you said, Mike, you set me up on that one. But no, it's going to be exciting.
I don't think that'll happen this year, though, just to be honest with you. I think.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Buddy Boeheim. The level of maturity and confidence he has in his game, and he actually talked about having to develop other additions to his game to really be successful.
Yeah,
put the ball on the floor and drive to the basket and finish strong. He talked about why that was important as far as his development, and just listening to him talk, he may surprise us all. Just to be honest with you, he may surprise us all. He may be the standout of the ACC this year.
I'm telling you, yeah, and the thing is, his position that he plays in is length. He's very tall. You know, he's about 6'7", 6'8", and playing that position, he can get his buckets. Same sport, a different crew. Shout out to the NC State Wolfpack. They preseason, they came at number 5 in the preseason poll, which is really interesting. You know,
ladies, women's basketball.
The ladies. Oh, sorry, the women's basketball. That's correct. This is for the ACC?
Yes, for the ACC.
Man. Who's number one in the preseason poll? I'm looking for the number one team. Because the Pac went pretty deep in the NC2A last year. Maybe what we were thinking about, maybe Notre Dame, maybe number one. I don't know. I don't see the poll in front of me, but
This is the Packer number 5 in the AP poll.
That's what I was thinking. I like, okay, number 5 ACC. That don't turn me on. But this is nationally ranked. Wolfpack women ranked number 5th in the country. That's pretty significant. That speaks a lot about Wes Moore's program, where he's developed over that game, Mac.
Yeah, he's got it rolling now, and he's starting to pick up some recruits year in and year out that's going to continue to elevate the program. So, yeah, the Pack may get something. They get something right over there. Be careful.
Yep. NC State's number 5. The top 4, South Carolina's number 1. Obviously, Dawn Staley got that huge extension. Good
got
for
that
her.
Paper.
UConn, number 2. Stanford, number 3. And Maryland, number 4.
Okay.
NC State and South Carolina actually play each other this season on November the 9th here in Raleigh.
Ooh, I'm gonna go to that game.
Ooh, showdown.
What I love about Coach Moore, he recruits a lot of local kids. You can just see some Southeast Raleigh, some Millbrook, some kids from local Wake County, Durham County. You know, he gets a lot of those kids out of there, and they show out, man. So we got to follow women Wolfpack and make sure that we give them all the support, because they are on the verge of making some good things happen, man.
And Wes Moore's a Cowboys fan, too.
Well, I can't hold that against him, though. I'm just saying. I mean, somebody got to be.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, right about now, we do this each and every week, and this week is no different, and it is hump day. We get a chance to talk to the one and only Lauren Brownlow from WRLSportsFan.com. What's going on, Brownlow?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
How's it going?
You know, we're just here on a hump day doing what we do.
Doing
what we do. Make it easy. We'll jump right into it. ACC basketball polls out. Reese seems to feel like Pablo Pichero is quite honestly the best player he's ever seen and ever laid eyes on.
Really?
He's never taken a shot.
That's what I said. Okay.
And you think Adele and Rich Paul is a mismatch? What about this?
I was gonna say, I was like, are you sure you mean Reese? Are you sure?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's what I said.
I mean, I self-admitted that I have a man crush on him, but that doesn't mean, like, you know, I think he's the best to ever play the game, K-Mac. Give me a break, man.
I think that's awesome, though. Look at you crossing rivalry lines. I love to see it.
I mean, it is what it is. But LB, he's like preseason. No, we're not. It's just a one-off. I mean, he's like, you know, preseason player of the year, preseason rookie of the year, first team all ACC. I mean,
sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely speaks to what scouts think of him, what you hear about him. I mean, we haven't seen him play yet, you know, at the college level, right? But I think, and this is no slight to him, so don't take it that way, but I think it also kind of speaks to this state of mind in ACC basketball that we all have, where we all sort of look around the landscape and we go, I don't know, you know? Like, yeah, that guy should be good, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
sure, yeah, don't know. Yeah. I mean, look, Buddy Boeheim, I know, got some votes, you know, player of the year. But Buddy,
yes.
Buddy didn't remember. Buddy wasn't even put on the All-ACC ballot by Syracuse last year, which I'm still mad about, but whatever.
Yeah,
like, so, you know, that's what we're looking at right now. I think there's just a lot of uncertainty and a lot of people going, you know, everybody's just trying to make an educated guess at this point, you know. And that's not to say that he won't win it. I mean, he very well could. I think it's very likely, but, you know. I think we all just sort of look at it and go, that seems to make sense. NBA scouts like him, and he seems to be pretty good, so let's go with that guy.
Wow.
She says, you think scouts like him? Let's do that.
You think we got it right? We being the media, because we vote on this. Duke, Florida State, and Carolina in that order for the finishing the rankings in the ACC?
I think that the rankings right now are an extension of sort of what I said, right? Where we sort of look around ACC basketball, we've had all these transfers and everything else, and we go, okay, well, it's Coach K's last season at Duke. You know, he's got the talent on the roster. They had a bad year. That makes sense. You know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. I think everybody, when you look across the league, there's a lot of questions. Marks, you know, there's a lot of like, who's gonna be good, how's this group gonna play together, et cetera, like, so you kind of, when you make a poll like this, I feel like you kind of go with the proven commodities, and there's really no more proven commodity in our league than Coach K, right? I don't know that they're gonna win it. In fact, I would say that they're not, if I had to guess, that they're not gonna win the ACC regular season, but I don't think it matters to them. That's not to say that they wouldn't love to win it, but that's not what they're trying to do this year. You know, I mean, it's the same with Duke and Carolina and programs like that, you know, Virginia to a lesser degree. Like, sure, winning the ACC regular season is cool, but that's not, you know, that's not something that they get all excited about. You know, they'd rather go to a Final Four, you know, win a title, things like that. That's more of a benchmark of what they want to do. But sure, it's a nice thing to do. And I'm sure Coach K would rather do that this year in his final year than say, well, you know what? I went out winning the ACC regular season crown. Like, I don't think he really
cares. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah, it's probably not on his list of accomplishments. Not on the vision board, if you want to look at it that way.
The vision board, yes.
It's not on the vision board.
Yeah, I want to win this thing that was made up in 1990 because Clemson was mad there was nothing to celebrate what they did.
Exactly.
I'm just saying
it's a true statement. That's not to say that winning it isn't worth celebrating, because I think it is. I mean, it's a grind, it's a long season, it's a ton of games, it's a little uneven nowadays because of the way the conference is, but I still think it's an accomplishment worth celebrating. But look, you know, that's just not what some of these schools are about. They would rather kind of have the national success and do things that more people would remember, which is what NCAA tournament runs.
Right. Wow.
Outstanding. Last question for me on the ACC basketball. The Virginia Tech squad.
A little underrated, maybe.
Really?
You think so? Okay.
A little. Yeah, I like them. I mean, they return a lot from last year. I think Mike Young is one of the better coaches in this league.
Yeah.
I think he's really, really good. I mean, they've got questions. Everybody has some questions, right? But I think that in terms of the proven players coming back, transfers, they added Storm Murphy to the group who played for him at Wofford. Like, I like what they could be a lot. Now, can they sustain it for a long season? I don't know. So I don't know that I would have been out here predicting them to win the league either. So don't get me wrong. But I think that the sort of the prediction is sort of an extension of that. Like if the team you like the best besides Duke in the league and has the fewest question marks is Virginia Tech, I don't know that people are willing to trust them just yet to win the whole thing. But right. I think, you know, that I think is why you go to proven commodities like a Leonard Hamilton, like a Tony Bennett. We saw them get some votes as well. So we'll see. I like that team a lot, though. I ranked them in my preseason top 25 because I think that they've got a lot to like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to educate us because I don't know that much about Virginia Tech, so we'll find out. We're gonna pivot real quick, and we're talking to Lauren Brownlow. We rob with LB each and every hump day, same place, same time. So the big win up in Boston by the NC State Wolfpack football team. What does that tell us?
You know what? I think in this season in particular, what it tells us, and NC State has done this a few times this year, and it's a nice thing to be doing. The one time they didn't do it was Mississippi State, as we saw, and really Louisiana right. Tech. Those are the two exceptions. But they came out and took care of business. You know, they didn't mess around. They, you know, it was a close game at half, stuck with it. They made adjustments at the half, and they were able to pull away. I mean, to me, without Phil Dracovic, NC State was clearly with Phil Dracovic. Maybe it's a little more interesting, but they just came out and did everything that they needed to do. They played well. They played smart. I was impressed. It is not to be taken for granted, I feel like, this year in college football, to come out and take care of your business. And that is exactly what they did. And so I thought I was as impressed with them as I had been since the first couple weeks of the season, honestly, because that was, I have a lot of respect for that Boston College team. I think they're a good team, and NC State just sort of, you know, it was a workmanlike blowout. If there is such a thing.
A workmanlike blowout. That's a good way of putting it.
A blue collar like that. Blowout. That's what that.
There
was.
You Boom. Go. Yeah. There you go.
Oh wow. Apply pressure here. That's basically what they did. It will get what we need. We're talking with Lauren Brownlow from WRLSportsFan.com. Talking ACC football and the UNC Tar Heels righted the ship, so to speak, against Miami, or did they?
What?
No. I mean.
No. No, I'm
just saying. It's still up, I guess. You know, the ship is still floating.
It's treading.
it's leaking a little bit too, but that's cool.
I was gonna say it actually. It reminds me of my kid was watching some Jurassic Park cartoon show not that long ago. They patched up with duct tape a hole in their boat. I remember thinking that's not gonna last very long. It reminds me of that a little bit.
Wow.
And honestly,
you
like,
you guys say a howl on the boat talking about, I'm the captain now.
Right.
You can be the captain.
It was an interesting thing to me, I thought, after the game when Max said something along the lines of, like, if you're a fan and you're not excited and happy after this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's an interesting thing to say to a fan base that, you know, I mean, let's be real. Max had an interesting relationship with that fan base over the years. You know, I mean, I think he didn't make a huge secret of the fact that when he went to Texas, there was a feeling that maybe the fan base was never going to embrace football the way he wanted them to. They have heeded his call, though. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, they have mostly heeded his call since he came back. They took him at face value. They've been at all the games. But I think now there is a degree of patience being lost, you know,
wow.
And I think that that's somewhat understandable because we see a lot of kind of similar issues, I feel like, plaguing this team that we've seen off and on over the last few years. They're just sort of coming home to roost in this particular season in a way that they haven't in the first two. You know, they're not getting, you know, now if they get down early, it's been harder for them to come back, as we've seen, like against Florida State and Georgia Tech. Before, they could kind of make those into the moral victories that we've seen, like, oh, they came back and they almost won, you know, but they didn't do that in those games. And then against Miami, you know, against a team without De'Aaron King and with a bad offensive line and one that Carolina was dominating early, it just seemed like they ran out of steam there too. And it was a weird thing. And they really should have lost that game probably, but they didn't, and they'll take it. You know, I mean, they're not going to complain about it necessarily, but I don't know that you can expect the fans to watch that performance and the way that game played out and go, yes, very happy with the way with the way that that played out to let Miami, I think it was their highest point total against an FBS team this year with the backup quarterback. That's not ideal.
Wow. But, you know, LB, I just want you to know, I'm predicting Carolina to beat NC State when they play. So I put that down already.
Well, you know what? I think that makes sense because of this ACC season. You know,
I actually
had a Clemson fan asking the question this past week, is Clemson going to pit Clemson? Or is Clemson going to pit, rather? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Clemson going to pit? Pitt is usually the one ruining things for everybody else. You know?
Yeah.
But now they're in the driver's seat in the coastal. Everything looks great. They're ranked. Clemson could ruin everything.
That is so funny.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
It could happen. Clemson could step in and ruin everything. But you know what? I think the ACC will forgive them considering everything they've done in the last couple of years.
There you go.
She said, thank you for they'll forgive it. They said, okay, all right. We'll let you slide. We're talking with Lauren Brownlow from WRLSportsFan.com. And Lauren, real quickly, your Carolina Panthers, Sam Darnold not being the answer, which I knew that all along.
Wait a minute. What?
Sam Darnold is not the answer.
Depends on the question you're asking. You know?
Go ahead, LB. He's talking to you because he's not talking to me. You go ahead.
He's not the answer.
I know.
We all know this. So here is the question. A, number one, do you think they'll make the playoffs? And number two, seeing that Christian McCaffrey does come back in 3 or 4 games, whenever he does come back, will they be able to turn this offense around?
I tend to think maybe they don't make the playoffs because they have the hardest remaining schedule in the league now, and they had the easiest to start.
Yep.
So that's not great.
And they were 500 in that. They were 500 in the easy schedule.
Yep, that's not good. They had opportunities here. They should have beaten. They should have won, you know, the last couple year, and they didn't. And now they're, you know, it's an uphill climb. And do I think they'll get it together offensively? I guess. I was going to say, like, Joe Brady seems to be, like, the new hot coordinator name or whatever. Like, that seems to be the guy that teams are looking at for whatever reason. And I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying that. I just don't know that we've seen, like, I actually thought Norv Turner in his first year as offensive coordinator was more impressive to me than what I've seen out of Joe Brady so far. And that's not a knock on Joe Brady. I think he's been fine. I just don't think he's, you know, and there's just so much lack of situational awareness by the staff. And it's just like, man, I don't.
It's just a mediocre. It's just mediocre. It's just average. Yeah.
And I mean, that's what they've been historically as a franchise, right? But what you want to see is like an upward climb a little bit. And I think for the first couple games this year, we saw that potentially. You know, we certainly saw the defense get better. But the defense can only do so much. You know, they're not superhuman. They can't, you know, if they're on the field the whole game or if the offense puts them in bad positions with turnovers, like there's only so much that they're going to be able to do. They can't hold up for a whole game like that, especially with some of the injuries they've had. So, you know, I think I do like what I've seen out of the defense. That is a unit I've been impressed with. I'm happy with them. This offense, man, I mean, they didn't bother to upgrade the O-line. And Sam Darnold, to me, is Teddy with turnovers. And I don't, you know.
There it is.
The thing about Sam, too, though, is that he can't work miracles either. You know?
Right.
If he doesn't have time to throw, and if you got, I think they said receivers, right? The receivers are they had the, it was like the 6th most drops in the last decade.
Yeah.
In that game.
DJ Moore. DJ Moore has majority of them. Trust me.
I thought Robbie did, honestly. Robbie had a terrible day. Robbie Anderson. I love Robbie, y'all. I do. Y'all know I love
that's
Robbie.
That's what you better say.
Robbie's having one of those sports meltdowns today.
That's true.
And he was having a little bit of he had a rough day. Like, he didn't even want to talk to the media after the game, which I get. He did talk to them on Monday, though. He even said that. He's like, I'll talk to y'all on Monday. Just give me a minute. And that's cool. But, yeah, Robbie's my favorite current Panther. I love Robbie. But he had a bad day. And he had a bad week the week before. You know?
Beating him up. When the ball beats you up like that, that's a bad day.
Anyway. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Lauren, we're going to let you get out of here. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you so much. Always.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We got Mike and Carrie on the line.
Oh, okay.
What's going on, Mike? How you doing, my man?
Michael.
You had to go there, didn't you, K-Mac? See, my instinct on Grumpy Wednesday was to come after you for your Colin Powell tribute the other day, how you work for him. Listen, getting a man's coffee ain't working for him. Okay.
Hey.
Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, I thought they sitting next to each other in the same office. I don't know what was going on.
In the war room? No, we weren't in the war room together.
Oh, I wasn't sure. You said y'all worked together. I thought y'all was like, you gave him advice on what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Look, K-Mac.
I probably did. He just never got it.
Oh, okay.
Colin said, K-Mac. Give me some of them delicious French fries they make, those Belgians make.
Hey, wow, man.
Give me a Belgian coffee. Make sure they got it right. A little chocolate in it. You know, came out of him. He knows the man like me. You know what was worse is Reese, as he does, making it about him. We were talking about Colin Powell, Harlem born now, Harlem in New York City, and he's making it about Birmingham, Alabama.
Right, but that's his wife. I'm just giving you some parables of the wife and then Condoleezza. Well, excuse the hell out of me, Michael. Next time I'll run about you.
Listen, I don't bring up Pharrell Williams going to my high school every time I call in, do I?
Right. No, you don't. But no, right. No way, Michael. No, I accept that. That's a fair point. I accept that. You're right
it's
about
not
that.
Not about me. You people.
It's not about me. You're right.
All her life, and then you're gonna bring her up and claim her on that day. Come on now. All right?
But, look, that's fair. I accept that.
Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe this morning, apparently.
But I think he's valid. It wasn't about me. I made it about me. You're right, Michael. I accept that.
Lauren Brownlow talking about Clemson like there's some punk ass school that's just good for an occasional upset.
Mike, you coming to throw spears today.
You what? That's right. You won. You can't take those spears. Our HR people would not be happy when you say that. All right? All right? Bad enough came back all over Sam Darnold's neck because he ain't Polynesian. You
know, wow.
What? I'm just tired of saying it sometimes. I'm just tired of it. But listen, this all says it all. Elton John.
What's that?
Recorded this song with Tom Bell. Tom Bell session. Philadelphia.
With who?
Tom Bell. Oh, come on. You know Tom Bell. A little guy named Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, yeah.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
I got
come
you.
Come on, man. Tom Bell. With
I got you.
Anyway, and Ben Simmons is finding his mama can't buy him love. Oh, Ben God. Simmons, he just done screwed up, hasn't he?
Michael, he's old today.
He's like Ryan Lee.
I'm afraid to even say.
He's a Ryan Lee for the league right now, Ben Simmons.
The Ryan Lee? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off.
When you got Joel Embiid saying, ain't my job to babysit him. And I don't even care about that man. Can you imagine? He didn't even refer to him by name. I don't care about that man. I mean, what is going on in Philadelphia? Another team, a player away. But I was happy last night to see the Warriors beat the Lakers. Man, there's just something, an inner joy that is kindled when I see Steph Curry taking it to LeBron James. It just, because you just know how much it bothers LeBron James.
Exactly. You know it does. You know
it
does. Gets on his skin.
It's like they broke up or something, and he just refuses to allow anything good to happen to Steph Curry. He hates Steph Curry so much, he put that defensive wizard, Carmelo Anthony, trying to guard Steph Curry last night.
Did you say defensive wizard, Carmelo Anthony?
And then Carmelo gets duped by that little leg kick, and he's acting like, I'm a savvy defensive veteran. That ain't a foul. Come on, man. That's disrespectful wow. sending Carmelo Anthony to guard wow. one of the GOATs, Steph Curry. Wow.
That is sort of like Kyle said, self-check, though, a little bit.
It is.
Self-check.
It's like that Grayson Allen, go cover him. You know, wow. you can't do that. And Steph Curry, he never makes it about him. He never makes it about how he serves Colin Powell coffee. The one thing Steph Curry guilty of big time people, is trying to
support
his wife to cook. You know, he loves his wife. He's supporting his wife. You can't get on him for that.
Oh my goodness!
What's going on, Michael? This morning,
Michael, you on it, man? You spot on.
I just feel it. Yeah, then when you start talking about how you and Mel Blunt used to play pick up basketball on the hard dirt court, no net down there in Alabama, I just thought you went too far. This is a call foul, man.
Yeah, you're right, man. My bad.
But
point well taken.
We'll give you one last thing. One last thing. You know why I'm really mad this morning? Because I stayed up late and watched it NFL Live on Nick Saban. Dadgummit, if I didn't come away liking Nick Saban when I watched that thing. I hate it. I'm so in my feelings right now.
But I can't blame you because he's a likable guy, man. I can't blame you for that, Michael.
when they played the rat poison in a soundbite, I'm like, man, this guy, he's got me. Him and Tony Bennett, I'm just... I shouldn't have lied.
Him and Tony Bennett. Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, well, listen, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry for just being so grouchy, but this whole Nick Saban thing and the Colin Powell thing, the way... I'm sorry. I hope you guys forgive me. I hope you guys
we will.
Me, Pharrell Williams, Curtis Strange, and Tim Fisher. We'll see y'all.
Bye, Michael. Right. You told me. Bye, well, I stand corrected. Hey. I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, I won't say another word here, boy. Look, Michael just is like, man, I want to hear that.
Man. Grade fire.
Who made?
He called me. He called me out.
All this because of Nick Saban?
No, he just, he said, we were talking about Colin Powell, and then we stopped talking about Colin Powell. Everybody, everything else but him. So
I was like, wow. Yeah. He said, I want to care because you got the bad coffee. I was like, man, Michael, that's just cold.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.